Brooks Gibbs is an author, speaker, and educator of social skills. He delivers a high-powered, energized speech to students full of comedy and satire.
What about cyberbullying? I just did a selfie, and someone just commented on underneath my photo. They said, "You just literally cracked my phone. You should filter your face off."
Gibbs' brand of humor on stage teaches students how to be resilient against a bully. He says students should live by the golden rule and be kind. He says that kindness will eventually cause a bully to back off.
Despite all the anti-bullying laws, bullying continues to rise. So does the suicide rate, and so do the homicides and school tragedies. So we're finally going back right now to the drawing board, and finally counselors have the mic, and they're saying social and emotional learning. We've been saying it the whole time, and we're finally seeing the culture go in that direction.
What people say and do not hurt you. It's what you think about what they say and do that hurts you. Therefore, your thinking is the cause of the pain.
Gibbs was invited to speak by the Devon's Message Foundation. Devon Kirstorfer was a Kenmore West student who took his life a year ago this week. His family says he was a constant victim of cyberbullying and had high-functioning autism.
It was very difficult for a whole family with autism, and it was very difficult to watch my son suffer the way he did. Having to deal with these kids bullying him was very, very sad to watch.
Antoinette Kirstorfer is Devon's mom. She wants other children to stand up against bullying.
I really love the way he speaks to these children. It really takes them in, and, you know, it's something that these kids can just go home and use for themselves.
Gibbs is from Colorado. He had friends who died in the Columbine shooting that occurred 19 years ago. And that's when he began writing and speaking.
You know, on April 20th, it's always a sad day for us. But there's people like Rachel Scott, who was the first one killed at Columbine, and her legacy, among others, Cassie Bernal and Isaiah Scholes and Matthew Kechter. These are the victims of that tragedy. They left incredible journals and songs that they wrote. And so, my family and I met my wife through the Columbine tragedy. We have that day as a way of honoring those wonderful students and the legacy that they left. So it's a day of celebration, which is memorializing, which has a flavor of mourning with it, and that's healthy.
I love it when pop singers who know what it's like to be hated by many.
Gibbs used his own personal story of being bullied in school and even said while in elementary he often cut himself. Gibbs also appeared Wednesday at the North Tonawanda Middle School and Lockport High School. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
No matter what they say, don't get upset. Treat them like a friend. They cannot hurt me unless I let them hurt me emotionally with their words. Now, if they come at me with a stick or a stone, I'm going, whoa, back off, for sure, right? It might break my bones. I need to run to the authorities and get them punished to the full extent of the law. But if they're just excluding me, that's aimed at hurting my emotions.